morning.
Mm.
It is good to gather in the house of the Lord with his people, is it not?
在神的殿中，大家聚集在一起是多么美善的事啊！是不是大家？感谢神，姐妹。
It is good to be with you, my friend.
是非常好的和大家在一起。
I don't get to be here often enough, so I value every privilege I have to come and share God's word with you.
我不时常来到你们中间，我非常珍惜我来到你们中间的机会，和你们分享神的话语。
And this is such a great privilege and honor, let us take a moment to ask God to bless this time.
既然是一个非常圣洁的时刻，让我来向神祈求他的祝福。让我们祷告。
Lord, you have made us all one family.
主，你让我们看到我们是一个大家庭。
Christ is the second Adam.
神是基督是他的第二个品位。
From him, our whole family has grown.
借着他，我们整个的家庭，整个的成长，在他里成长。
And you are our father.
你是我们的父。
You have many things to say to us.
你有很多要对我们说的。
Father, we would hear what you have to say.
父，我们在这里听听你要对我们说的话。
Father, we would hear and obey.
我们听到就顺服。
Because we know your instruction is best.
我们知道你的教导是最好的。
So speak to our Father.
所以对我们讲话，对我们说话。
May our hearts be yielded to hear.
让我们的心来顺服。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. A mother once confronted her 4-year-old boy with the lie he had told.
一位四岁的母亲，当她面对她四岁的儿子说谎的时候
，He started hitting his head with his hand.
这个孩子用他的手来敲打他的头。
So she asked him.
所以他就问他的儿子
，Why are you hitting your head?
你为什么打你自己的头呢
？The brain is bad. It makes me lie.
这小孩子就说我的脑袋坏了。他来令我说谎。
So she asked her little boy, whose brain is it?
他的妈妈就问这小孩子，你的脑袋是谁的？
Mine, was his reply.
是我的，他回答。
So it's your brain, right?
妈妈就说，是你的脑袋，对吧？
Yes, he said.
他说，是的。
Since it's your brain, it's your fault you lied, isn't it?
既然是你的脑袋，你撒谎。
He hesitated for a fraction of a second, and he said, "Yes."
他犹豫了片刻，不情愿地说是的。
So you lied.
妈妈就说你撒谎了。
Yes.
他回答是的。
Since you lied, I have to spank you with this ruler 3 times.
既然你撒谎，我要用这个板子来打你，打你3次。
But because God is love and forgives me,
因为神爱我，饶恕我
I will spank you only 1 time.
妈妈就说我只打你一次
So she gave him 1 hard smack on the hand.
所以他就给他狠狠地打了他的手心一下
Immediately he wrapped his arms around his mommy and said, "Thank you, mommy. I love you."
这个孩子就立刻来抱住他的妈妈，向他妈妈说：“谢谢你，我爱你，妈咪。”
This event illustrates discipline and what happens when there is discipline.
这件事向我们展示了这个管教，不叫管教，以及管教会发生什么样的事情。
Discipline and its results are the subject of Hebrews 12:7-11.
希伯来书12:7-11这段经文就谈到了，就是这主题就是管教。
Do we understand what discipline is?
我们理解什么是管教吗
？Do we understand how to respond to discipline or what its purpose is?
我们知道如何来回应管教，以及管教的目的吗
？At least, do we do so when God disciplines us?
至少当神管教我们是如何回应呢
？Let us look at this passage and consider these.
让我们来看这段经文来思考。
But before we do so, let me give you a little background.
在我们看经文之前，让我给介绍一点点的背景知识。这段经文的背景知识。
These Christians that the author is writing to have been under heavy persecution.
这段经文所要讲的那些个基督徒，他们正在遭受这个非常严重的迫害。
Some have lost their job, others have lost their property.
有些人失掉了他们的工作，有些人甚至他们的财产、房屋没了，丢掉了。
Others have been thrown into prison.
有些人甚至被关到了监狱里。
And most have been ostracized, all because they are Christians.
更多的人受到了排斥，就仅仅因为他们是基督徒。
And so they have been struggling with their faith.
所以他们在他们的信仰上挣扎。
Some have abandoned their commitment to Christ.
有些人甚至放弃了他们对基督的信仰。
Others have compromised their faith.
有些人甚至妥协了。
We too in our lives face many struggles, do we not?
我们也会在生命中有很多的这样的挣扎，不是吗？
Hardships are inevitable.
艰辛困苦的时候是不可避免的。
Increasingly, we too find ourselves ostracized because of our faith.
我们也时常会发现，因为我们的信仰，我们遭受到排斥。
This author has something to say to us as well.
那么希伯来书的作者呢，在这里也是对我们说话，对我们来说。
But first, let us consider what discipline is.
那么首先让我们来看这个管教是什么。
The Greek word here translated discipline is translated with many other words as well.
希腊里的这个管教呢，在这里呢，翻译成了很多不同的词句。
The story of the mother with a little boy I told in the introduction brings up two of these ideas.
那么刚才我们开始讲的那个故事呢，为我们带来了这个里头的两个含义。
One is correction.
一点呢就是来改正纠正。
The other is punishment.
另外一点呢就是来惩罚。
But this word is translated with others as well.
那么这个管教呢，也可以翻成其他的一些词句。
In the Greek and Roman world, this word was largely synonymous with education.
在这个希腊和这个罗马的这个字里呢，这个可以翻成教育。
And with training.
训练。
In fact, if you go down to verse 11,
如果你看看十一节呢。
Where the author says, for the moment all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. That's the same word.
十一节这样说吧，凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那精炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
The same word in this passage is translated discipline is also translated because of the context train.
这个管教这个词在这里也翻译成了训练的。
It's also understood as upbringing and teaching.
也这个词也可以翻译成了叫做培养训练。
Galatians 4:1-2 says, for example, I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything, but he is under guardians and managers.
加拉太书呢这样提到，在四章一。
The word guardian is the noun form of this word.
加拉太书呢在四章第一节呢，翻译成是这样的，就是说，我说那承受产业的虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却为奴役，却与奴仆毫无分别，乃在师傅和管家的手下，只等到父亲预定的时候。来到，在这里翻译成管制。
And in Acts 7:22, the same word is used. Moses was instructed in all wisdom of the Egyptians, and mighty in words and deeds.
在这个使徒行传里面，这个词呢翻译成了是指导教导。
Finally, in 1 Timothy 1:20,We read that among whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Learn is the same word.
Go for it.
1 Timothy 1:20.
在提摩太前书里头呢，1章20节呢，这样论述这个关于管教的事。其中有，我已经把他们交给了撒旦，使他们受责罚，就不再亵渎了。责罚在这里翻译成这个管教的这个。
So discipline means much more than just correction or punishment.
管教这个词呢，远远超乎这个惩罚与更正这两个含义。
The idea behind it is the total training up of a child into maturity.
这个它的中心的含义呢，就是训练一个孩童呢，直到他们成熟。
Now, when we consider the context of this passage, the author is equating the hardships which they are enduring, the persecutions, with God's discipline of them.
当我们这个看这段经文呢，我们可以看到作者呢是将这个艰辛困苦，来与这个神的管教来同等。
He is saying that God is using this to train them, to correct them, to teach them, to transform them.
他说呢，就是神呢，用那个来教导他们，来训练他们，来这个使他们。更新改变更新。
I remember one brother years ago, after he was laid off from his job, he came up to me and he told me, I think God is trying to get my attention and he wants me to dedicate myself more in service to him and his people.
我记得很多年前一位弟兄呢，失业以后呢，他跟我说呢，他说神呢借着这样的一个机会呢，来使他更加忠心服侍教会，来将他的眼目呢定睛在耶稣基督身上。
And so he has done ever since.
他呢就这样行了。
This temporary setback in his life was a learning, growing experience in his life that God used to transform him.
这一个暂时的挫折呢，在他生命中呢，为他带来了一个成长。过程在耶稣基督的生命 里面使他改变更新。
God will give you and me many teachable moments in our lives.
神呢会给你我在生命中很多受教的这样的机会。
These he uses to transform us more and more into the image of Christ.
他用这些来改变我们，使我们越来越像了基督的形象。
For another person, it was a temptation.
对另外一个人呢，是一个试炼，诱惑。
A powerful temptation that he struggled with tremendously to resist.
是一个非常强大的诱惑，他是苦苦的挣扎来抵挡。
He did not know what to do. He felt so overwhelmed that all he could do was to cry out for God.Hour after hour, day after day, week after week, for almost 2 years.
这个试炼呢，这个诱惑呢，是如此的这个强大，使他呢几乎被吞没。他只能做的就是来到神的面前呢，苦苦的祷告，来寻求呼求神的帮助。每时每日，一星期又一星期，一个月又一个月，一直持续了很长一段时间。
And by God's grace, he stood his ground.
神的恩典，他站稳了他的立场。
This was God's training.
这是神的训练。
This discipline from God moved this man to seek the face of God and to depend on God and to draw closer to God.
这一管教呢，使这一位弟兄呢，每日来寻求主的面，来在主的面前的更新，来依靠神。
This discipline, God as a loving father used in the life of this man, his child, to train him up in the way he should live.
这一管教呢，就像一个慈爱的父亲，用他来管教他的孩子，训练他，使他能够知道如何的来在生命中行。
And so his life was transformed.
因此他的生命也被改变了。
Other people, God may bring along an older brother or sister in the faith into their life to be a guardian or a guide.
可能对别的人呢， 神呢会将一位属灵上的哥哥大哥哥大姐姐来带在他们的羽翼之下，来指导他们，帮助他们，训练他们。
These people come alongside others to disciple them, teaching and training and guiding and correcting their disciples so that they will grow in the faith and service in the Lord.
神借着这样属灵的弟兄们来帮助这些人呢，使他们在属灵上呢可以成长。
This too is discipline from God.
这也是来自神的管教。
This too God uses to transform lives.
神借着这些来改变。
Discipline may be a hardship or a rebuke.
管教呢有时是非常艰辛苦痛苦，甚至会责备批评。
It may be tough circumstances God brings into your life.
也许是一个非常艰难的境况神带来在你的生命中。
It may be punishment.
也可能是一个惩罚。
It could be in the war andA reward that encourages you in your walk.
也可能是一个鼓励你在在耶稣里成长。
It could be a word of wisdom from somebody to help you in your walk.
也可能是一个在智慧上的一个对你的一个奖励，与主行在主里面。
Whatever form it takes, discipline is that teachable moment in your life which God uses to transform you, to grow in your walk with Christ.
无论是哪一类管教，神是呢借着这样的机会呢，使你来改变你，使你能够在耶稣基督里成长。
Yet not everybody benefits from discipline.
是的，并不是每一位都能够在神的管教中能够受益。
So now let us consider how to respond to God's discipline.
让我们来看一看，来思考一下，来如何来回应神的管教。
There are three responses in this passage.
在这一段经文里呢，有三个在回应上有三方面的含义。
They are endurance, respect, and being subject to, or that is submitting to.
他们就是忍耐。尊敬住神，降服神的管教。
All of these are summarized under the idea that we are to relate to God's discipline as children do to their parents.
所有这些方方面面的概括起来呢，就是回应神的管教，就像我们回应我们在地上的父的管教。
Consider the passage again.
那我们来再看一看这段经文。
In verse 7, we are told God is treating us as sons.
经文的第七节，神呢对待我们如同对待儿子。
Verse 8 says that if we are not disciplined, we are illegitimate.
如果我们不受管教，我们就是私子。
In verse 9, how much more ought we to submit to the Father of our spirits?
第九节呢，告诉我们，我们要如何来顺服我们属灵的父的管教。
He is our father.
他是我们的父。
We are his children.
我们是他的孩子。
As a loving father, he disciplines us for our good because he loves us.
作为一个慈爱的父亲，他管教我们，因为他爱我们。
As parents, we too discipline our children. We set a schedule for them. We teach them the proper way to act. We force them to eat and tell them what to eat. We train them in hygiene, to brush their teeth, to take a bath, to comb their hair, and we correct and punish them.
作为父母呢，我们也是管教我们的孩子。我们为他们就是定作息，让他们按时睡觉。我们来教育他们要有行动的时候要恰当，我们来教导他们在这个卫生健康上面，让他们来刷牙、漱口、洗脸等等，以至于梳他们的头，就是为了要来更正他们，来有的时候会惩罚他们也是。
And all this, we expect our children to receive our discipline, to respect us, and to obey us.
在这一切中呢，我们希望我们的孩子呢能够听从我们的管教，尊重我们，顺服我们。
It is the same way between us and God.
我们与天上的父神之间也是应该如此。
So endure God's discipline.
所以忍耐神的管教。
As verse 7 says, using the New Revised Version translation, endure trials for the sake of discipline.
那么第七节呢，如果用新译本呢，是这样，为了神的管教的缘故，神待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不受父母管教的呢？
This response relates to trials which are unpleasant, but then again, most discipline is unpleasant.
那么这一方面的管教呢的回应呢，是涉及令人不愉快的一方面。
We want to know from the Lord why.
那么管教呢都是大多数的管教都是如此不太令人愉悦，但是我们时常有时我们时常会问呢，为什么呢？
This is our children want to know from us why.
正如我们的孩子经常问我们为什么呢？
We resist discipline unless we understand it and agree with it.
我们抵制管教，除非我们真正理解它的目的和同意他的同意他的目的。
And so are our children who resist our discipline unless they understand it or agree with it.
正如我们的孩子时常来抵抗我们的管制，除非他们真正的理解我们管教的目的和管教的目的。
But unlike us, God always knows best and does best.
可是与我们不同，神呢总是知道什么对我们是最好的。
He always does what is best and what is good.
他总是在我们身上行最好的、最恰当的。
Therefore, we must endure what he brings to us for the purpose of discipline.
因此，我们一定要忍耐、忍受神为我们带来的管教，为了神的目的。
The unpleasantness is necessary, otherwise he would not let it be unpleasant.
不令人不舒服不愉快是必要的，不然的话神就不会带来这些不愉快。
Enduring is part of the training to learn to trust him.
忍耐是训练的一部分，为了让我们来信靠神。
Us not knowing or understanding is part of his plan in the discipline.
来询问不知道为什么是他待我们如儿，待从儿待儿女的计划中的一部分。
Therefore, endurance is part of God's plan to transform us to be like Christ.
因此，忍耐是神训练我们之中的一部分。
Endure trials. They are God's training, His teaching, His correcting for you to transform and grow your faith.
忍耐在试炼中忍耐是训练教导改正更正我们，以至于改变我们在他的信仰中。
We are also to respond to the discipline God brings in our life by respecting God.
对神管教另一方面呢回应呢，就是要敬重尊重神的管教。
Verse 9 says, Moreover, we had human parents to discipline us, and we respected them.
第九节呢这样说到，我们有生身的父母来管教我们，我们尚且尊重他们。
Since we are to respect our human parents for their discipline in our lives,How much more ought we to respect God?
既然我们尊重我们生身父母在我们生命中的管教，我们岂不更当顺服我们的父神的管教吗？
This response has mostly to do with our attitude.
这一方面的回应呢，主要与我们对管教的态度上很有关系。
Most of you are like me.
你们大多数呢，跟我一样。
When something bad or unpleasant comes, we want to complain to God.
当不好的事情、不愉快的事情在我们身上发生了，我们会在神的面前来抱怨。
But the problem is when we're busy complaining to God about His discipline in our lives, we're not looking to learn what He has to teach us.
当我们在忙于在神的管教中呢，来挑刺来这个抱怨的时候呢，我们可能就不能失去了啊，学到在神的管教中的应学的功课。
Then it either takes longer for us to learn the lesson, or he has to repeat the lesson.
其结果呢，就会使这种管教呢时间的延长，甚至会重复。
And we all think we have a better idea about.How our lives ought to go than God does.
我们总是认为呢，我们有更好的主意在我们的生命中，比神的主意更好。
But when we're busy trying to tell God how our life ought to be going, we're not hearing what He is saying to us.
当我们在忙着告诉神我们在我们生命中我们如何行的时候呢，我们可能就忘掉了在神学习神的功课。
Rather, if we respect our Father, then we will be busy asking Him, "What is it, Father, you wish me to learn?"
如果我们与其我们来忙于挑刺呢，我们会如果我们尊重我们的父呢，我们会问这样的问题
"What is it, Father, you wish me to change?"
神，你希望我在什么方面来改变我呢
"How can I grow from what you have brought into my life, Father?"
我如何才能在你为我带来的这一切中成长呢
？With this attitude, we will be in the submissive position of saying, "Yes, Lord, I hear and change."
如果我们有这样的一个态度呢，我们就会顺服在神的面前来问神：是的，我应该如何来行
？The third response to God's discipline is that of submitting to God.
第三方面的回应呢，就是在神面前要顺服于神。
For verse 9 continues by saying, "Should we not even more willing to be subject to the Father of our spirits and live?"
第九节这样继续谈到了，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他吗
？The word "subject" or "be subject to" means to submit.
这里头的谈到的这两个英文的这个顺服呢，就是。完全的降服在神的面前。
This is logical.
这是非常合乎情理的。
Obviously, if we rebel, we'll not learn and we'll not grow from the Lord.
很显然，如果我们悖逆背叛，我们不会学到在主里面成长的功课。
Consider the runner who is under the discipline of his coach.
我们来考虑一个赛跑运动员，如果他不顺服教练的指导
If the runner will not submit to his coach's teaching and instructions, he'll not grow as a runner.
如果他不服从教练的教导训练，他就不会成为一个很好的跑步运动员。
He will not learn and he will not get the training he needs.
他不会学到，他也不会从中学到应该。借着这些训练所应该学到的东西。
In the same way, submit to the Lord as you would to the father of your own house.
同样，顺服主就如同顺服顺服天父，就如同顺服父在他的家中。
One of our frustrations as parents is that our children fail to reach their potential because they don't listen to us.
作为一个父母，我们时常非常沮丧的，就是自己的孩子不听从父母的管教，他们就不能达到他们所应能达到的那种潜力，所应该能达到那种成就。
The same is true with us with respect to God.
同样，如果我们不是这一道理同样适用于我们与我们的天父之间的关系。
And God's discipline is faultless.
神的管教是不会有错的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
our focus this year is to be transformed.
我们教会今年的主题就是改变。
God is constantly working in our lives to transform us.
神持续不断地在我们生命中工作来改变我们。
But it is necessary for us to understand this and to respond to his discipline.
但是我们有必要来理解神管教的目的，使我们可以来以忍耐尊重来回应神的管教。
It is necessary to respond to his discipline by enduring it, by respecting him, and by submitting to him.
是非常有必要的，我们来用顺服来尊重来降服他的管教。
But there's one more element of discipline we need to understand.
还有一个要素我们需要理解神管教的。
It is the purpose that gives us motivation and direction for learning.
是神神的目的是要来激励我们来从有这个成为一个非常有这个非常好的品性的基督徒。
So let us understand and strive for the purpose of discipline.
所以让我们来理解来努力理解神的管教的目的。
This passage gives us two grand purposes for discipline.
这一段经文给我们两个非常重要的神管教的目的。
Those two purposes are that we may share in his holiness, verse 10, and that we may yield the peaceful fruit of righteousness, verse 11.
这两个目的呢，在第十节呢谈到是使我们在他的圣洁上有份。另外一个目的呢，是在十一节呢提到呢，使我们结出平安的果子，就是义。
Ultimately, these two purposes have to do with our relationship with God and others.
最终呢，这两个管教的目的呢，是与我们与神的关系和彼此的关系。
If you look further down this passage to verse 14, the author brings these two together and uses them with respect to relationship.
如果我们进一步看经文的希伯来书经文的第十四节呢，作者呢将这两个关系呢带到了一起。
The author says, strive for peace with everyone and for holiness without which no one will see the Lord.
十四节这样提到呢，要追求，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁不能见主。
Ultimately, discipline transforms us so that we can have a wonderful relationship with each other and see God.
最终呢，管教呢，为我改变我们，使我们彼此之间以及与神之间有一个非常美好的关系。
It does so by growing us in holiness and righteousness.
如此行呢，使我们在神的圣洁和公义上成长。
Let these goals of God's discipline encourage you to strive to cooperate with the Father's training.
让神的这些管教，让我们明白了神的这些管教的目的呢，让他来鼓励我们，使我们努力与神的计划。
But who does not want a better relationship with others?
难道我们不想与别人有更好的关系吗？
Who does not one day want to actually see God face to face in his presence?
难道我们不想有一天我们当与神面对面的时候看到神吗？
Then be alert to what God is doing in your life.
要警醒神在你生命中所做的工。
See the events in your life, particularly those that make you struggle, as God's discipline.
特别是这些事情呢，使你在生命中的挣扎的时候。
See that God is working in your life to transform you with holiness and the righteousness that brings peace.
看到神在你的生命中做工来改变，使你更加圣洁、公义，以致带来平安。
The mother who disciplined her son in the introduction.
在我们开始讲到了母亲在来教训她的孩子的时候。
She taught her son three important things about relationship.
她教给了她孩子在人际关系上的三方面的功课。
Do not lie.
不要撒谎。
There, you must suffer consequences for your wrongdoing.
你一定会因为你的过错来 承受我惩罚。
Yet there must also be mercy.
同时呢，也要有宽容。
The result was he wrapped his arms around his mommy and said, "I love you."
其结果呢是这个孩子来紧紧地搂住着他妈妈，说来我爱你妈妈。
Ultimately, God is transforming us for relationship with Him and each other.
神呢，最终是要来转变我们，使我们更新我们，使我们与他有更好的关系。我们彼此呢，也是有更好的关系。
弟兄姐妹们。OK. My purpose in this sermon.Is to open our eyes and make us alert to God's transforming work in our lives.
今天我正道的一个重要的目的呢，就是来开我们弟兄姐妹的眼睛，使我们警觉神在我们生命中来更新我们的工作功课。
My purpose is that you will grow in your relationship.
我的目的呢，是为了让大家呢在你们彼此的关系上呢成长。
My hope is that CBCGL will be blessed by transformation of marriages and friendships and parent-child relationships, and that our communities and our fellowships will grow richer and deeper and broader.
我盼望了我们的特质 CBCGL 呢，借着这些个在我们婚姻、我们彼此之间的关系，以及我们孩子和父母之间的关系上的更新。为我们的教会带来祝福，为我们教会和这个社区之间的关系更加美善。
I dream of the day when we will live in perfect peace and harmony and delight in the Lord.
我梦想有一天我们生活在一个平和、一个非常和谐、一个非常令人愉快彼此之间的生活在主的里面。
Do you not have the same dream?
你没有你难道你不是和我同样有同样这样的一个梦想吗
Will you join me in this dream?
你不一同和我来做这样的梦想吗
All too often we miss the opportunities to mature.
经常我们会失掉这些机会。
Because we fail to see God's hand is at work to discipline us.
因为我们没有意识到神的手在我们身上做工。
We fail to seize those teachable moments of training in our lives because we are not alert to them.
我们不能看到神呢，借着很多教育我们、教导我们的时候呢，我们不能改变我们自己。
And because we are not alert to this, we fail to recognize.The opportunity to endure, to respect God, and to submit to what He has brought in our lives.
我们不能够警觉，不能够认识到呢，神呢，借着这些机会使我们能够改变。
We must be alert so that we can choose to respond in these ways.
我们一定要警觉，使我们能够来回应神的管教。
Because our unthinking, natural human response is to rebel against hardship.
因为我们人的这个自然的反应呢，就是来抵制、抵御神的这个管教。
But if we will be alert and then choose to respond, then we will find that our Father is transforming us.
如果我们警醒，能够意识到神在管教我们，我们就可以来更新自己。
Then we will see Him working His holiness and His righteousness in us.
我们就会可以看到神呢是在我们身上做工，使我们更加圣，像他那样更加圣洁。
The ultimate result will be better relationship with Him and with each other.
最终的结果呢，就是我们与神有更好的关系，我们彼此之间呢也有更好的关系。
Our vision for our church is seeking to transform lives and communities.
我们教会今年的意向呢，就是寻求更新。生命转变，转变生命，更新社区。
我把这个
说，
比袁兄长老印的我还牛呢。
改变生命，更新社群，这是我们今年教会的意向。
before we can become ones who God uses to transform others, we ourselves have to be transformed by God each day.
在我们成为那位能够来改变社区、更新社、改变生命、更新社区，我们首先要来全乎神来改变自己。
If we will be alert,
如果我们警醒
，to respond to God's discipline,
来回应神的管教
，by enduring, respecting, and submitting,
回应神的管教，用这些借着忍耐、尊重、顺服
，then we will see God transforming us.
我们会看到神在改变我们
，brethren,
弟兄们。
Bend to God's, bend to the Father's discipline.
降服、顺服天父的管教。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Father, by your grace, may it be so.
父，借着你的怜悯，让我们来如此行。
Discipline does not seem pleasant at the time.
管教当时不觉得愉快。
Even when we discipline ourselves with hard exercise and a rigorous routine,
即使我们来锻炼我们自己，借着那些个非常艰辛的锻炼
，but it's for good.
是为了为我们好。
We know this, Lord.
我们知道主。
And by your grace, we will pledge ourselves.
你的怜悯，我们来顺从你。
To receive your discipline.
来接受你的管教。
And by your grace, you are the one who will transform us.
你的恩典，你来改变我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.